Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I am so excited you are here today listening wherever you are in the world. Welcome, my gorgeous queen. Today's episode is going to be a very just realness type of episode, solo episode. I'm going to get really real about things that have been going on in my life, some things I've been struggling with, and just get vulnerable with you guys because I feel like that is just always the move. I'm going to be totally honest. I did not want to get on the mic today. I didn't really feel like qualified to be on the mic today, if that makes sense. Definitely was having some imposter syndrome because I will share the story in a second, but I was struggling a lot this morning and was a bit of an emotional disaster. So anyways, that being said, I think today's episode is going to be really good because I think anytime that we go through things, it's for a reason. And I think that what I went through earlier today is going to help someone listening. So that is my belief. But that being said, let's get into our self-check-in before we do anything. This is a time to ground yourself, no matter if your day's been good, bad, whatever. We're just going to check in, see how we're doing. So I want you to take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs, all the goodness, all the love into your body. And then take a big exhale, sigh out, let go of anything that's just been holding you back, any mean thoughts. Just choose to release it right now with your breath. And now I want you to ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I doing today? And you can ask yourself this question physically, mentally, spiritually, how am I doing? And now I want you to ask yourself, why do I feel like that? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened. Just get real with yourself. And now I want you to ask yourself on a lighter note, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have not, you know the drill by now. Grab your water and hydrate on 3, 2, 1. I'm hydrating with you. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. Okay, next question. Physical health, baby. I want you to ask yourself, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you haven't, shake out those legs, shake out those arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. Okay, next question is, I want you to ask yourself, what is something I'm currently struggling with in my life right now? Just get so real with yourself, maybe write it down. And now I want you to ask yourself, have I allowed myself to release emotions around this struggle and process it? I know for myself, sometimes when I struggle with something, I shove it to the side, pretend everything's okay, pretend to be strong, and it then comes back and builds. So that is our question of the day. And maybe press pause, take some time to really just journal about whatever's going on in your life. I don't want this episode to be a heavy episode by any means, but more of like a just realness, feel like you're FaceTiming your best friend kind of episode. The life update will just blend into the episode topic today. So I am going to Hawaii tomorrow. I'm so excited. Oh my goodness. Literally so excited. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you probably already know this about me, but Hawaii is probably my favorite place on the planet. It is just, there is something about Hawaii. It is so beautiful, so peaceful. I feel like the pace of life there is just so slow and present and amazing. I love it so much. I've been twice. I've been to Oahu twice. So I'm going to Big Island. I've never been to Big Island before. And I'm really, really, really excited to go see the volcano. But anyways, that being said, I feel like I've had a lot of highs and lows around this trip specifically. The past few weeks leading up to this trip, it has been a roller coaster of emotions, of things happening. And I definitely do my best to share stuff on the podcast. I don't share everything, but I feel like I share a lot. And sometimes this, I'm just gonna be so open about this. If anyone else does just like shares their life on social media, I think it's so interesting. But sometimes I think the hardest part about sharing my life on social media is knowing that people I know personally in my life are gonna hear what I have to say. And I think it's just that comes down to this layer of maybe sometimes struggling with vulnerability and just not wanting people to see that I'm not always perfect. Because it's so interesting. I was thinking about today in the car, if literally everyone who followed me on social media didn't actually know me, just like total strangers, I would not care. I could care less about what I posted. I would just be so sharing, open, honest things. But it's so interesting how it's like the people that are actually in my real life, day to day, those are the people that sometimes I think about and get my head about when I'm sharing things that I know I need to be sharing. So anyways, just a random little thought I had earlier that I don't know if anyone else has ever felt that before, but it's just so interesting psychologically how that works. Ah, so strange. Anyways, but what I was gonna say though, because I am gonna do my best to be really vulnerable on this podcast today, is that around Hawaii specifically, there has been, I feel like we've just had some financial things come up in the past few weeks that have just been like out of the blue stuff. And for anyone who travels, I mean, traveling is not, it's not cheap. I mean, you can make it pretty cheap, but I am 25 weeks pregnant and I would rather not stay in a hostel. So this trip will be a splurge, you could say. But anyways, we planned this trip a really long time ago. And I mean, as in like 4 months ago. That's honestly pretty far out for me. Usually it's very last minute when I plan trips. But regardless, I had some really just kind of financial things happen out of nowhere. And like, for example, I lost my wedding ring. That happened last Monday. I think I talked about that on the podcast last week. I was very upset about it. I still haven't found it. And then one of my dogs ended up in the ER vet after a grooming mishap. Don't DIY groom your dog unless you know what you're doing. But anyways, that was another little stressor slash just, I don't know. There's been some other stuff too that just happened. And I think after some reflection today, I think two things I really want to work on in my own life personally, just working on getting more comfortable and understanding my finances better, and also understanding food better, specifically how my body handles food. And we'll get into that, why I say that. But I think, and this episode might be all over the place, I have no outline today, just bear with my brain right now. But I think something that I've noticed, a little trend, a little theme, is the stuff that I have found I've struggled with are the areas of my life that I feel like I'm not that educated in, or I feel like I don't have a lot of control over. So I think financially, I didn't really know how to budget. I didn't really know how to use Excel and fully get the full picture of what's happening financially with like personal budgeting, business budgeting, all these different things. So I think for a while I just felt like so overwhelmed whenever I would look at my bank accounts, different things. I didn't really know how to make projections, all that stuff. And actually 2 weeks ago, John and I sat down and we worked on my business's financial projections. I'd never done that before for having a business for 3 years or 2 years. I don't even know how long it's been. I hadn't done that. And I literally felt so much more peace after doing it because I just felt like all of a sudden I actually had a grip on what was happening. And I think that the same thing goes for just like other struggles in life. I think when there's fear around a struggle, it's important to ask yourself, okay, why am I experiencing this fear around this thing? Sometimes it is that feeling of lack of control. Like I remember last summer, I had a lot of fear and stress around buying our house and closing on it, I was so scared that something wouldn't work out, all the things. I just felt out of control. And I think sometimes there is fear around things that we truly cannot control. But in other areas of life where there is fear and worry, I think it is important to understand, like, okay, maybe I am experiencing this because I don't fully understand this topic and I just feel like I'm in the dark on it. I think that's where I've been recently. And we'll just jump right into the whole food story right now because I need to just be so open about this. I know someone else listening is going to be struggling with this. I know I'm not alone in the struggle. And I'm going to just straight up say I haven't figured it out yet. And I need to do a lot of healing around this. And I'm really excited to do a lot of healing around it. But it definitely is going to take some time. So anyways, I am 25 weeks pregnant. And something that I have struggled with in this pregnancy is food aversion. Which is basically, I've had that around meat. Mainly. But aside from that, just like let's backtrack slightly. So before I found out I was pregnant, I went to a holistic doctor. I was having a lot of hormonal acne. I was having some weird health symptoms and I wanted to do more of a holistic approach to my health and get a better idea of what was really going on. Anyways, this doctor, she gave me all these different recommendations and a lot of it came down to changing up my diet. And so I was really excited because I was like, okay, we're going to get some answers. I think my body is going to feel incredible. I also just want to like preface this as well that my whole life, I've never been like the quote unquote skinny kid. I remember when I wasn't like overweight, but I was never super skinny. And I remember growing up at a very, very young age, I was so aware of my body. I was so aware of my size. And oh, you guys, I specifically remember being really insecure around my thighs and how big my thighs were and my waist was. And I literally, this breaks my heart even saying this, but I literally got a tape measure when I was 8 years old and wrapped it around my waist to see how big I was. And I just remember I struggled a lot with food guilt at a very, very young age. Eating like donuts, I'd feel really guilty about it and I just beat myself up. And so I just have frankly struggled for a while with my relationship with my body and with food. And I've tried so many different things to heal it. It's one of those things where like today I just got so frustrated with myself because I'm like out here preaching self-love, be kind to your body, balance, all the things. But I think I felt an imposter because I still have struggled with that. But the thing is, and literally, oh, you guys, it's so good to have people in your corner who are uplifting. I was laying in bed right before this, right before pressing record, and I was just like not in the mood to record a podcast. And I just said to John, if you are new, John is my husband. And I said to John, I was just like, I feel like an imposter. I don't even like know what to even talk about. And he said, he's like, sinners still preach the gospel. Like we all sin. And that like struck me so, it was so real. I was just like, yes, yes, that is so true. Because like we see the pastors up at church and they're not perfect. They sin, everyone sins. And I think it was just a good reminder that like, even though I'm in this space of fitness where I am preaching self-love, body positivity, be kind to yourself, you can't hate yourself into a body that you love, all these things, it doesn't mean that I never struggle and doesn't mean that I have to be perfect constantly in that. And I think that was like a huge realization today. So anyways, moving forward in the story of what happened today that kind of brought all of this just into my vision of, okay, I need to work through this, is like I was saying, I struggled a lot with food aversion throughout my pregnancy. And it got, so before I found out I was pregnant, I went to the doctor. I was really excited to try all these different ways of eating, whatever. I definitely felt like a restrictive mindset when I was road tripping to Texas, and I was like, I cannot have any sugar, I cannot do this, that. It was very like micromanagey kind of food. Some of that food restriction, toxic behavior that I'd had before in my relationship with food was coming back up. And I think I was kind of just ignoring it, to be honest. But anyways, when I found out I was pregnant, I was still trying really hard. I was like, I'm going to be healthy. We're going to eat really healthy. I'm going to keep trying to do this thing where I'm eliminating sugar and all this stuff. Basically, it was like a candida cleanse or something. I think it was like a 6-week cleanse. And I was doing it for the hormonal acne was the main reason. But regardless, say, I started getting food aversion and nausea as the pregnancy progressed. And it became really hard to do this cleanse because if you've been pregnant, you probably know that carbs sound like your actual best friend, especially when nothing else sounds good. So bland carbs became my diet. I was like, I just need bland carbs. Like, I literally don't know what else to eat without feeling sick. And the food aversion was a lot worse at the beginning. At the beginning, it was like so many types of food would just sound disgusting. Like, I'd put them on my plate and I would just be like, oh, like I cannot eat that. I started to feel really stressed around meals because I didn't know what would sound good. And it just got like very stressful for me because I wanted to take care of my body. I wanted to take care of the baby. But I just like certain things just didn't sound good after I'd cooked them for like 15 minutes. Anyways, as the pregnancy has progressed, it's definitely gotten a lot better, but I think there has still been that just frustration around certain things not sounding good. Like last night I had a moment where I got really frustrated with myself because I was trying to eat this meal and it just was not working. It just did not sound good. It just made me feel nauseous to think about it. You know what I really don't miss? The week leading up to my period. On top of the bloating, hormonal acne, intense cravings, and exhaustion, literally everything made me want to cry. We talk about everything on this podcast, and you already know that hormonal health is something I'm extremely passionate about because as women, we were never taught in school that painful periods aren't normal. I'm super pumped to introduce you to Hormone Harmony, a complete natural hormone support for women that adapts to the body's unique needs and can help maintain optimal hormone levels, relieve occasional bloating and mild mood swings, while also improving sleep quality and supporting weight management. Trusted by over 1.2 million customers, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Let's dive into some of the ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, like ashwagandha extract. Adaptogens help the body adapt to any stressor like hormonal changes and cortisol levels. One of the ingredients that really sticks out to me is maca root extract, which I've used for a while now because it has been shown to provide sustained energy, relieve mild mood swings, and support a healthy desire and drive. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALLY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALLY for 15% off today. Let me know what you think of Hormone Harmony. I am so excited for you to try. I've said it before and I'll say it again, taking baby steps is my number one hack to building healthy and sustainable habits, especially when it comes to gut health, which is why I love Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic that benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules and no refrigeration is needed. I first started taking Seed back in 2019 when I was having all sorts of uncomfy stomach issues and was getting no answers from my doctor. During this time, I started doing my own research and learned how important a healthy gut microbiome is for the rest of the body to thrive and feel amazing. So I started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever and experienced significant ease in bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. Like I mentioned before, Seed is so easy to fit into your daily routine, especially if you are on the go a lot. The free travel vial from the Welcome Kit allows you to take DS01 on the go, which we love, especially with our summer trips. Another reason I love Seed is that I can actually trust them, which can be so rare in the supplement world these days. Their scientific testing is extremely rigorous with 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains in their patented capsule design that helps the fragile bacteria survive the journey to your door. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com healthybehemoth.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali. Code 25Cali.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Stain in one coat with ultra-advanced semi-transparent stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Anyways, so I get to the doctor today, I go to the OBGYN, and they tell me, she's like, yeah, everything is good, but the weight gain, we need to slow it down. Anyways, she tells me that I have gained a little bit too much weight, and you guys, so she asked me what food I'm eating. She's like, okay, maybe we can figure out like what is not working, what's working, all these things in a really nice way. I was already feeling so emotional as is today. I started crying at the doctor. This is another thing too that I need to work on, is being really okay with letting people see that I have negative emotions sometimes. So I started crying. Definitely took her off, caught her off guard. And she's like, it's okay, it's okay. Anyways, I shared with her just my frustration with eating this entire pregnancy and how hard it's been, just mentally, physically. And anyways, she was literally handled the whole thing so well and helped me. We were like, basically I shared with her kind of what I usually eat, and she was like, Callie, like you're, and I was like, I'm trying so hard to be healthy. It's just been so hard. And she was like, Callie, you are eating healthy. And in this situation, it seems like it's just out of your control. Like something in your body may not be processing the food right. Like that could be why this is happening. And so I'm going to do blood work in a few weeks. But regardless to say, she was like, you need to release this pressure on yourself. You need to stop being so hard on yourself and work on the mindset, because like, she's like, you are being healthy. And so anyways, that is something that I definitely have struggled with, I think, is my relationship around weight, food, and stuff like that, which is probably why I don't honestly post a lot about food, is because I'm still trying to like figure it out myself. But that being said, point of sharing that story with you is I cried so much after that appointment. I just felt like an emotional mess literally all day today. I've just been so weird feeling. And I've been really thinking about like, why is this, like, why did that? So basically I have learned from thankfully taking inner healing classes that when a negative emotion happens, it is probably triggered by something. And so what the doctor said to me at the doctor's office wasn't mean by any means. It was literally just, hey, this is a fact, like we need to like figure out what's going on. But because it was around an area of my life that is an insecurity, and that there is maybe lies that I've believed over the course of my lifetime about my weight, about my beauty, about my body and food, that's why I crumbled in the moment. That's why I started bawling my eyes out. So I figured this out when I was just like really thinking about it. And I started to just think about like, when did this first start? And I mean, I figured out it started like when I was literally 8 years old. And I also figured out that my body maybe has had this processing of sugars or whatever. Not that this is a fully diagnosed thing, so I don't want to speak that over myself whatsoever. But regardless, like this, I just realized like this has been a thing that has been going on for a lot of my life. So I need to give myself grace that I still am working through struggles in this area, because there probably have been a lot of lies I've accumulated in my life that I believed and that have built this into a whole stronghold. And so we've talked about this before on the podcast. I think we literally talked about it maybe two podcasts ago in the mental health podcast. But I do really, really love inner healing. And specifically, if you are a Christian or believe in God, like just inviting the Holy Spirit into it, it just makes the whole thing amazing. And I feel like I just have so much more breakthrough, and he just shows me things I didn't even realize I believed in different moments. And then just like asking God, hey, God, what is the truth in this situation? How did you see me in this situation? What do you want me to believe in this situation? And just inviting God into our struggles. I think that is how we turn them into strengths, because we're not meant to be perfect in this life. We're not meant to do everything by ourselves. And I think point of me wanting to share this story is because I realized today how much pressure I have put on myself to perform. And I want to just share that in case someone else listening is also struggling with that and doesn't even realize how much pressure they're putting on themselves. I grew up a figure skater. I figure skated competitively for most of my life. And I truly think that, so figure skating is a very individual sport. I was very driven out of the gates. My parents were never making me go to practice or anything. I was always so just disciplined to an extent where I think I put so much pressure on myself to be this perfect figure skater, to level up, to go to the Olympics one day, that it genuinely sucked the fun out of figure skating. And I think it led into this unhealthy mindset that I am needing to break off of myself. Because frankly, like when you're a figure skater, there is, I mean, I think any athlete in general, there's just so much pressure to perform, especially in competitions, to be perfect, to not mess up. Those are all fears I struggled with when I skated, was that I don't want to mess up. I don't want to fall. I don't want to pop my jumps. And I think now I have almost taken that same mindset into my life now, and I'm the judge of myself. And that self-judgment is what is causing so much of this pain. It just is. And so how do we get rid of this pressure, this unnecessary pressure to perform? I think the first step is to have self-awareness, to be aware of what areas of your life you are putting pressure on yourself, too much pressure on yourself. So I had this idea actually when I was laying in bed earlier, and I really want to do it myself. But I think a really cute little fun activity for this area is just to journal. Write down the areas of your life where you are putting a lot of pressure on yourself to perform well. Maybe it's pressure to be a good girlfriend, pressure to be a good student, pressure to look a certain way, pressure to be a good daughter, to be a good friend. I know for me, I mean, there's so many areas in my life. I want to perform as at the highest level I can. And at the extent of burnout, of feeling exhausted, and the feeling of if I mess up slightly or I don't achieve my score that I'm wanting, then I feel like a failure. So I think it is just getting real with yourself. So self-awareness is number one. And then the next thing that I want us to do is I want us to identify where this first started in our life. So when did you start to feel pressure to be a good friend? Maybe a girl at school told you that you were a bad texter or that you were a bad friend. And that conversation is what planted the idea of, oh my goodness, am I a bad friend? I can't be a bad friend. I have to be a good friend so that I have friends in my life. Start to identify it. And then the third thing that I want us to do is I want us to just feel that, feel the emotions of everything that started when this pressure began. Let yourself feel it. I know for a while I have suppressed so much stuff without even meaning to, just suppressing pain, suppressing uncomfortable emotions. But in order for us to move forward, we have to let it out. We have to release it. And if you can connect it to your breath too, if you inhale in, just exhale, imagine that feeling just pressing out of you into a bucket, drain it out. Okay, and then the next step is I want you to just imagine you're giving that bucket of all of that, just emotion, pain, all of it, everything, just hand it over to Jesus. Imagine you handing it to him, giving it to him, inviting him into the situation. Really just release it. We are not called to judge ourselves. God is the ultimate judge. And guess what? He doesn't expect us to be perfect, which I'm telling myself this, because why do we expect ourselves to be perfect when the God of the universe doesn't even expect us to be perfect? He gives us grace. Like, we should give ourselves grace too. Okay. And then the next thing I want you to do is to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for putting this unnecessary pressure on yourself for so long. Forgive yourself for the moments you've judged yourself. Forgive yourself for the moments where you haven't measured up to your standards. Just forgive yourself and release that judgment from yourself. Because our role is to not be the judge. Like, I think a lot of us have taken on that role if we're struggling with this, when we're not supposed to. We're not supposed to judge. Like, we're supposed to do life with God. And yeah. Okay. And I think the final thing too is just to ask the Lord for forgiveness. Just repent. Repent for judging yourself. Repent for being the judge. Repent for being mean to yourself, for tearing yourself down. Because ultimately, when we tear ourselves down, we're tearing down God's creation, which, woof, that's brutal to really think about. But the beautiful thing of repentance is that God forgives and he moves on. So we should move on too. I think the main thing that I want all of us to just really work on this week is if we're struggling with this perfectionism and pressure, is I want us to just take, just in a moment, like if we have a moment where we feel hard on ourselves, press pause in whatever you're doing and give yourself a hug. Just be like, I release judgment on myself. Fill in your name. You are doing a great job. Talking kindly to ourselves just holds so much power. It is so good. It is such a good reminder. And just also understanding that literally life is not linear. We have highs, we have lows, we go up and down, we ebb and flow. We have good days, we have bad days. So we need to be a friend to ourselves and understand that we are always evolving, we're always growing, we're always learning. We're going to have days where we cry, we're going to have days where we dance, where we laugh, where we have joy. But ultimately, just giving ourselves grace, just as God gives us grace. And not being so hard on ourselves. But anyways, that is my rant. That's my episode. Wow. It is so interesting to me how even in our low moments, God still uses them for beautiful things. I think even just talking on the podcast has given me some clarity and helped me feel a lot better. But that's my vulnerability for you. Also, if you've been feeling scared to be vulnerable, just know that no one is perfect. No one has it all together. Truly no one on this earth has it all together. I think that's something else, is I just wanted people to like think that I have it all together, but I don't. I just don't. Like, there are areas of my life where I feel like I'm so learning, in such learning growth seasons, and that's okay. That's normal. So give yourself some grace on that too. Release that need to look perfect and just be yourself, be authentic, be real. You got it. Okay. Well, that being said, I have one announcement. I have a self-love Pilates summer challenge that I actually just dropped today. So funny how that happens. You know, I've said this before. Sometimes I feel like I talk about like comparison, confidence, different things, and then later in the day struggle so deeply with those things. But anyways, aside from the point, this challenge, I need to do it myself, because clearly it is self-love themed. So the workouts have affirmations in them. So you speak them out over yourself as you do the workout. It is, think of it like a little bestie kind of workout, less about looking a certain way, more about learning to love yourself. You're going to get the Pilates results, don't worry. But it is so important to heal that relationship with your body. Believe me, I have tried the other way. It just does not work, as you can probably tell from this podcast if you listen this far. But anyways, I will link that challenge below. It's 28 days, and I also have fun little self-care activities in the challenge. I made a little checklist for you with lots of fun self-care, self-love habits you can add to your week. We have an accountability challenge tracker so you can mark off the workouts every day. We have a fun community bulletin board, little group chat thing on the app now, which is such a fun feature. So you can post questions you have, interact with other members. I post motivational things. I literally started this bulletin board like 2 days ago, but I'm going to be getting up and running. It's going to be so fun. And there's going to be a giveaway as well. So for anyone who completes the challenge, you're going to be entered to win a free year of Pilates and Sway Studio branded booty bands. And yeah, it's supposed to be a really fun challenge for you. It's something that you can just add to your summer to brighten your summer, brighten your day. Honestly, as I'm saying this, maybe I just need to go do a Pilates workout with affirmations. That might help me feel a lot better. I feel like it always does. But anyways, on that note, I will link it below. Definitely go check it out. I have 14 days free as well. So if you want to just do half the challenge and see how you like it before really committing, you have it too. You can cancel it anytime. But that being said, you're awesome. You're amazing. I'm proud of you. And I will talk to you so soon. Keep having the best day. Tag me in your Instagram stories at Callie Gwally and at Healthy Be Human Pod. Listening to this podcast, and I'll be sure to repost you. Maybe tag me on your little hot girl walk or wherever you're listening to the podcast. And if you love the show, leave a rating as well. It helps the show a lot and it helps us reach more people around the world and change lives, which is my mission for this podcast. All right, I'll see you next time. Have the best day and stay healthy but human. Bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.